orange. Orange, the theme for this year is orange. Orange the world. Orange is a bright color. 2 years ago it was orange the world, end violence in schools. Last year it was orange the world, end violence, do not leave any woman behind. For this year it is orange the world, let us orange the world. You leave the bad, the darkness, and you bring the orange color.
Betty Sharon, who is the Chief Executive Officer of Coast Women in Development Organization, talked on the 16 Days of Activism campaign. Reporting for Wings, I am Diana Wanyonyi in Mombasa, Kenya.
Wings is a radio and podcast series covering the global women's movement that has been in distribution since 1986. To learn more and to hear Wings programs again, visit wings.org or email wings@wings.org. Wings thanks all our supporters, including your local community radio station, Suzette Cullen, and Genevieve Vaughn, whose latest book is titled The Gift in the Heart of Language, The Maternal Source of Meaning. The Wings sound logo is from Libana's album, A Circle is Cast. I'm Wings co-founder and series producer, Frieda Worden. This is the Women's International News Gathering Service.
You're listening to KBOO Portland.
We know a KBOO membership is at the top of everyone's wish list this season. Give the gift of supporting grassroots community media by making a donation during our KBOO Fights Back campaign now through December 31st. Our $75,000 goal will go towards everyone's favorite music, news, and public affairs programming all year long. Just go to kboo.fm/give or text KBOO to 44321.
Welcome to All My Greatest Teachers Showed Me Love. I'm Zan, your host, and this week I'm celebrating bringing a friend of mine from a movement art form that we do together up in the Seattle area. Thanks for tuning in, and let's start with a song called Little Lovin' by Rationale.
Ready?
Sweetest eyes, a little love.
That was Little Lovin' by Rationale, and we're back with E on All My Greatest Teachers Showed Me Love. E, thank you for coming.
I am so excited to be here. It's great to see you in your other element.
Thank you. I always love learning. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Great Falls, Montana.
Oh, wow.
Right? It's in the middle of nowhere. Your usual country mouse town.
Okay. We know each other from Seattle, kind of our cousin to Portland, I guess.
Right, right. Sister city.
Yeah. How long have you lived in Seattle?
I have lived on and off in Seattle for almost 30 years.
Wow.
I moved there to go to college, to go to UW.
Where I met.
Major in theater.
Yeah.
Seattle gets on my nerves, and then I leave, and I've been... Went to Minneapolis, lived in L.A., lived in Vegas, but I always come back to the Pacific Northwest because, you know, it's magical. What can you say?
It's so hard to beat the trees. There's just something so magical.
Yeah.
For other people. That
comforting.
Live. Yes.
Yeah. Grounding. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All that good stuff.
Oh, I love that. So I guess that's what makes it special to you, right?
The Northwest. Oh, absolutely. And the oceans and... Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what brings me back, the scenery. The people, not so much, but the scenery is, it's breathtaking. And it just, I think it helps you get outside yourself a lot. Look at the bigger picture. Mm-hmm. The nature here is just, it's unbeatable. And I grew up in Montana, which is a very, very beautiful place. But it doesn't have anything on the Pacific Northwest.
Let's listen to another song called Echo of Her Soul by Cairo Mansa. And you're listening to All My Greatest Teachers Showed Me Love.
Mm-hmm. Hey, a whisper of rain falls soft on the stone. Her voice a shadow I thought was mine. In the dark, they pierce like a flame, chasing her echo. I call out her name, echo of her soul. It lingers, it stays lost in a rhythm, the infinite soul. The stars seem to weep, their light bends and sways. She dances and climbs, dissolves into haze. A timeless embrace, a love carved in air. Her echo remains, it's all. Echo of her soul, it lingers, it stays lost in a rhythm, the infinite days. Over the mountains, through rivers that roll, forever I follow the echo of her soul. A fan that hums through the night's camouflage. Her wisdom a hymn, her laughter a bell. The echo keeps singing. I'm under its spell.
And that was Echo of Her Soul by Cairo Mensa. And we're back with E. So I usually like to investigate what you consider your occupation to be.
Investigate.
And or do you have a business or charity that you're working closely with?
I would say my occupation is being a Renaissance woman. Ooh. Because I do everything. Mm-hmm. I've had to do everything. As an artist, I'm very into advocating for artists' rights, so I'm very heavily involved in activism and politics. Mm-hmm. Work a lot with the youth, do a lot of peace work around the world. So basically, I call myself a project and a program manager. So if okay. your project or program has anything to do with the arts, education, or you know, helping humanity transcend into a higher consciousness, I'm your girl. Hire me. Wow. As far as a business, I mm-hmm. am creating an artist academy and network where people can come and get training in different aspects, but more importantly, we're building a creative economy around our artists so that it's a one-stop place for if you need somebody to advocate for you mm. as a manager and agent just for one project, or you need a vocal coach, or you need somebody to help you do your travel stuff, help with your accounting, your taxes. Mm. Because as artists, we've all had to have day jobs. So the people that are part of my network are actually artists, but they're lawyers, doctors, healers, whatever. Mm-hmm. So that artists that are on tour or working on a show, they have everything they need and they don't have to go broke paying 30% of their paycheck to a manager or an agent or anything like that. It's very mm-hmm. exclusive network, okay. Very particular, you know, because you have to understand your art is for a higher purpose and that we're trying to change the world like all artists have. Mm-hmm. It's just time for a new renaissance. And so I'm really excited about it. Very excited about it.
Yeah, it sounds exciting.
Yeah.
And just blending several of your talents.
Right. Into exactly. Place. Bossing people around and dancing and singing and acting. Yeah.
Yeah. I definitely, in my mind, I think of you as a dancer, right? A mover.
Yes. Absolutely. Body. Yeah.
And then you said because you had to.
Right.
Elaborate a little.
Well,
I know your
mom and yeah. My son has special needs.
Yeah,
he was born with hydrocephalus. Mm-hmm. He only weighed 4 pounds when he was born, and unfortunately, my husband wanted a professional athlete for a son, right? So, needless to say, my marriage ended, and I became mm-hmm. a single parent. Mm-hmm. So, I went to college as a single mom. I pursued my career as a single mom. Went into activism as a single mom, and knowing that I wanted to make the world a better place for my son. Mm-hmm. And being that he was sick all the time, I couldn't really have a regular job, even though I was in corporate America before he was born. Mm-hmm. So I did have that background. So I got involved in the human rights movement so that I could have something to do every day other than sit by my son's hospital bed. I was able to meet a lot of world leaders, all of the leaders in the Black community, Jesse Jackson, Minister Farrakhan. All the Black organizations at 30 years old, I got thrust into world leadership. And after being around politics for that long, I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. I really feel that art is the only thing that's really going to change the world. Mm-hmm. So
powerful.
Yes, my activism through my art now.
Yeah, so powerful. Let's celebrate with a song. It All Gets to Be Easier by DJ Source. And you're listening to All My Greatest Teachers Showed Me Love. Only here on KBOO Portland.
It all gets to be easier. It all gets to be yours. It all gets to feel better and better and better. You truly do get to have it all. You are so loved. You are so divinely taken care of. The entire world is with you. They are on your side. Side.
gets to be yours. It all gets to feel better and better and better. You truly do get to have it all. You are so lovely, you are so divinely taken care of. The entire world is with you. They are on your side.
And that was It All Gets to Be Easier by DJ Source. And we're back with E. E, do you have a special teacher or mentor who significantly shaped you?
Well, I have three teachers, but they're actually move as one because they're my acting professors from the University of Washington who introduced me to the teachings of Tadashi Suzuki and Mr. Oto. Mm-hmm. They changed my life, actually. Valerie Curtis Newton was one of my professors. She was African American. And she made us do plays where we had to live Black history through art to like embody it from slavery to the 60s, and really changed my life. And she actually is the one who gave me my name. She named me E. Mandisa Subira when I was in college. And it means sweet patience rewarded. She fasted and prayed for 10 days, and she gave 8 of us African names. And so that's been the name that I've gone by for almost 30 years now. She was trained by Robin Hunt and Steve Pearson, and she introduced me to them. And they have been, I don't even know how to describe them. When I was doing my activism work, and I'd be on the nightly news, and then I would go to training at night, and they'd be like, hey, we have bail money ready for you, E, you know, we got your back. Yeah. And they integrated what I was going on with the protests and stuff in Seattle. They integrated to our work on stage so that we could work it out on stage. Very healing. And my son, you know, didn't grow up with his father. And I would say that Steve Pearson was such a great example for my son to follow. Steve is such a great patient teacher, so wise, so extraordinary. What I love, I'll never forget tightrope training, right?
Yeah.
And 1 year, I got, first session, I got all the way across the rope. And like 2 weeks, I was getting all the way across the rope. And then I psyched myself out. I was like, oh my God, what if I don't get across the rope? So the rest of training, and that time we used to train for an entire month. Mm. And at the end of training, I was struggling. I couldn't get across. So my last time across the rope, I get down and Steve looks at me like Mr. Yoda.
As he does.
And he says, so now you get the point, right? And I said, what point? He said that you can use your will to get across the tightrope, right? But that's not the point. The point is to take one good step. One good balanced step. And that has been a metaphor for my life since he said that to me. Mm-hmm. And I just said, wow, you just Mr. Miyagi'd me. Because it's true. I was using my will. I was using my ego, because the tightrope represents our lines in a play. Mm-hmm. You can't be before your line. You can't be after your line. You have to be present with the other actor, right? Mm-hmm. To truly be a true actor. Mm-hmm. So the tightrope shows you, take one good step, you're balanced, cool, put the other foot, and then get to the end of the scene, right? That's what the tightrope represents. And he's like, you were just using your will. You weren't present. You weren't balanced. You weren't engaged. You were just, you forgot. You forgot why you were there, to be in the moment, to embody that character. You were just trying to get to the end of the scene. And that's not what we're here for.
Wow.
Right?
Wonderful. Right. And I'm almost like, I'm a very visual picturing you of when you're in the will, almost to me, it's like a tightening, right?
Yeah.
Like you're bracing to get to the end, where it's the antithesis of what we want is that ease, the open, the willingness to be with someone in the moment.
Right.
Much different ball game.
Absolutely. Yeah. And a perfect metaphor for life, because we use our will and we use our ego instead of just taking one good step. And if you got to take a step back to gain your balance, that's okay. Just stay true.
Oh, such powerful words. Let's listen to a song. Let's do Breathe by Telepop Music and Angela McCluskey. And you're listening to All My Greatest Teachers Showed Me Love.
Thank you.
was Breathe by Telepop Music. And we're back with All My Greatest Teachers Showed Me Love with E. Did your dreams change dramatically from the time you graduated high school to now?
I wouldn't say that the dream ever changed. I would say that the approach to the dream and the purpose for the dream changed. Because my parents had me in beauty pageants and ballet ever since I was a little kid. And everybody since I was a little kid, you're going to be rich and famous and you're going to be this, you're so talented and da-da-da-da-da. And then, you know, I was in drama in high school and everything. And then that's what I majored in communications and theater. Very involved. I have famous people in my family. So, but it wasn't until, I think, when I lived in Washington, D.C., there was this basketball player who a lot of people were into, a lot of young kids looked up to. His name was Len Bias, and this was in the late 80s. And he did drugs for the first time, just like at a party. He was an athlete, never done it before, and he died. And so I saw how everybody reacted to that, and I said, oh, I don't want to be famous to be famous. I want to be famous to have a platform to be able to influence the world, to change the world, to give people opportunities. And so when I was at UW and got thrust into world leadership, there was the Million Man March, then the Million Woman March. I became the spiritual advisor of the Million Youth Movement. At 30 years old, I was doing international organizing. And it's then that I realized that art could be used for such a greater purpose, and that it could help uplift and organize communities. So I still have the dream of being an entertainer, but it's to help change the world, not to just do fundraisers and throw money at it like most people in Hollywood do, but actually create curriculum and opportunities for people and help them thrive, you know.
Yeah. I'm realizing too in my own life the intimacy that I have with art.
Right.
I don't know how to talk about it.
That's a great word, intimacy.
But it's someone that, it's interesting you talk about being a single mom, because I was raised by a single mom and I didn't have the dad. And so much of my art throughout my life has been this lifeline. This, I associate it many folds with healing and such. But lately I've been really sitting on this intimacy. So it's interesting that you're bringing in this, hey, we can change the world through this.
Right.
And then with me, it's like this, such a precious internal place too.
Right.
And just that it can be both.
Our acting training is that, you know, Robin and Steve were the first people that Tadashi Suzuki allowed to bring the training to the United States, because he had no respect for American actors, because he said it's not about winning awards or walking a red carpet. Mm-hmm. That's why we train physically. He said to be an actor, you must have strong legs in order to be connected to the earth where all the truth comes from, because our job as actors is to get out of the way and just be the vessel for the piece. Right? Because we have good people and bad people in the world, but at the end, they all have the opportunity for redemption. They all have the opportunity for a profound character arc. That's why we love watching movies and kind of cheer for the bad guy sometimes. We want to see him win. We want him to see have an epiphany, or at least stay true to whatever he's decided his life is. So I think that's what's very important when it comes to art, is understanding that it's inside all of us and it's a journey. It's a journey.
I was struck too when he talked about movies and character development and the belief that people really can change. I think a lot of us are hopeful that we're coming into this new era and such that you keep mentioning, and that really believe that people can change.
Right. Yeah, we all have a redemption arc. It just, if we choose, we just have to make the right choices, or maybe have the right support system around us so that we can have that character arc.
Like we see teachers, like this show is celebrating whose shoulders we're standing on.
Absolutely.
And that can be in several forms too. It doesn't even have to be human. It can be a book. It can be music. It can be an art form. So
right.
Oh, I so appreciate you. This is a new song for me. Moonlight Magic by Witchy Tips struck me. It was fun. And you're listening to All My Greatest Teachers Showed Me Love.
Moonlit magic, fire in the sky. Drums keep beating, spirits draw nigh. Circle unbroken, voices rise strong. Power in the heartbeat, we carry it on.
Was Moonlight Magic by Witchy Tips. E, tell us, where's the most exotic place you've traveled to?
Seoul, South Korea.
Ooh.
Yeah, I just went there in April, actually.
Wow.
Yes. It was a magical experience. I want to go back. Where our, you know, I went with a group of people, so our trip was very structured and scheduled, so I didn't get to run off and have my own experience or whatever. But beautiful place, beautiful people. Did my first Korean sauna. I had all these Korean women surrounding me because I was doing everything wrong.
That's a lot about exotic. It's like, okay, I don't know the customs here.
Right. And, but they were so helpful, and it was just adorable. They tied my hair up for me and, you know, showed me the whole spiel. And then I got to see a Korean theater production.
Ooh.
I was so mad I wasn't on stage, and I was telling the people that I was with, I said, it's so lucky I'm further away from the stage, because I just would have ran in out there and said, hey, what part do I do? You know, it was magical. It was awe-inspiring. Yeah, Korea is a beautiful, beautiful place. Mm-hmm. A beautiful place. I hope they find peace, North and South Korea.
Yeah.
I really do. You really felt a part of something there. And people kind of looked out for each other. I think we've lost that.
Mm.
It'd be nice to get back to it.
Yeah, it's a whole other show. Fun. Let's do
Mental Health by Moonlight Scorpio, and you're listening to All My Greatest Teachers Show Me Love, here only on KBOO Portland.
I don't chase, I attract, I let go of the past. Breathe it in and relax, all things I want and I can have. I always trust my intuition when the spirits talk, I try to listen. No more holding any tension, I know there's more than this dimension. I don't chase, I attract, my life is perfectly intact. Got what I need, that's a fact, the negative I subtract. Taking care of myself, I got good mental health. Yeah, I found all the answers, found them right within myself. I am protected, I got guidance, mind and body in alignment. Yeah, my spirit guides are tight, they say they love to see me thriving. I got love, got good health, got some money, I got wealth. Been taking care of myself, I got good mental health. My mind and body remains calm, if it don't serve you, move along. When there was drama, I withdraw, don't got no time, my mind's too strong. Release anxiety, release all fear, I am present, always here. I am stable, I'm secure, all my worries disappear. I radiate all of the light that's inside of me, I know my angels are always guiding me. Every breath that I breathe is enlightening, I know all of the answers are inside of me. I don't chase, I attract, I let go of the past. Breathe it in and relax, all things I want, I can have. Been taking care of myself, I got good mental health. The answers when I started searching for myself. I'm protected, I got guidance, mind and body in alignment. Yeah, my spirit guides are diamond. They say they love to see me thriving. I got love, got good health, got some money, I got wealth. Been taking care of myself, I got good mental health.
That was Mental Health by Moonlight Scorpio.
Yes.
Do you have any self-care rituals or ways to help yourself when you're really stressed out?
Yes, absolutely. Again, the Pacific Northwest. I am a tree hugger. I admit it. I'm a tree hugger. I like to go for walks in the forest, sit on the beach. But when I can't go outside, I practice morning meditation, evening meditation when I can. I do yoga, very lengthy conversations with my higher self on a constant basis. but it's very important to have self-care. I even bought one of those little tubs you stick your feet in and it massages your feet. Ooh. Yeah. I'm really happy that this new generation makes that a priority, because I'm a Gen Xer and that just wasn't a thing back in the day.
You're speaking to the choir.
Right.
Gen X. Yeah. I recently been reading a lot, or I guess, you know, how social media feeds you things, that Gen Xers were coming to a certain age, right? And that we give zero fill in the blanks, and that more female identified Gen Xers, right? People pleasers. We like to make the spaces that we're in comfortable and easeful for people, many times at whose expense?
Right,
our
exactly.
Own.
Right.
And so it's this part neuroscience, you know, our brains are changing quite literally.
Right.
And pruning almost in a way. And part of that is the people-pleasing mechanisms that
right,
we have.
Right, right. Took me a long time to get out of that one.
Yeah.
But my son helped me with that. I think that being around a bunch of millennials, I have godchildren too that are that age, and they're constantly mirroring to me how I could change a little bit for the better.
Yeah, and know how to support ourselves.
Right,
and be,
absolutely.
Yeah, back to that, be in the moment, be in the tightrope, right?
Such a great metaphor. Right, exactly.
Let's do One Day by Baba Mal, and you're listening to All My Greatest Teachers Showed Me Love.
Say kutal la jaraman, say kutal ye. Say kutal lo jaraman, kota adama jaraman. Ya Rasulullah jaraman, ya Rasulullah. Sabab me dene duna ya rasul jarama Allah je se ko man la pitine
muru na la bidine Allah je munta gata la bidine Allah je mama saidu na la bidine Bright until light. Sun bright until light. Sun
day,
I might run away and go your way. Will you wait for me? I'm on my way. Will you wait? For me, I'm on my way. Allah, you say you are not lapidin. Allah, you say you are not lapidin. Allah, you want to get a lapidin. Allah, you want to love in a lapidin. Wali Senegal, Labidine, Wali Jube, Wali Africa, Labidine, Wali Jube, Wali Senegal, Labidine, Wali Jube, Wali Fuda.
One Day by Baba Mal, and we're back with All My Greatest Teachers Showed Me Love. And every week we do a mindful moment, which is either a guided meditation or a tip or tool. And this week I wanted to share something I use with my clients quite a bit, and myself. And it's a tip for conflict or more intimate conversations where you start to feel tense or anxious, or that you want to fix something. And for me, it's been a beneficial tool to stay in the moment and really track what the person is communicating. So it starts with taking your feet wider than your shoulders. And imagining that you're on a boat, right? And you're finding this balance in your feet. Maybe you have a slight kind of rock back and forth. And the person or the situation is coming in like a storm. So it's this metaphor. And I usually start on my left-hand side like I'm reading, right? Because it's essentially reading what the person is expressing. And all you're doing is minding yourself on the boat and watching the storm. So it comes in, maybe they had a problem, a heavy day at work, and they're just telling you, and you're watching the peaks and valleys like a storm. Ooh, a 7, an 8. Maybe they're getting really angry or they're really frustrated. And then they start to come down, and then, oh, maybe they peak up again. And you're just watching and observing, tracking. I'm not saying be totally silent with the person,
but you're really letting them express and have their moment, have like a storm, their emotion, right? So many of us, by fault, we want to correct, we want to fix, we want to help. But really, what is helpful in that moment is just staying on your own boat, grounding into that peace, grounding into the earth. Even if you're on a boat in the water, right? You're still connected. And then just allowing, like any storm, it comes to an end. So the person that you're with, they come to the end of the story, their emotion comes to an end, and then check in. And 9 times out of 10, I've had clients that practice this, whether they're a parent or their partner, the other person responds in a very thankful way, saying, I felt so seen and heard, right? And so many of us, when we're having that storm and we sense a conflict and we get tense and we want to fix it, we want to change it, but really, it's just an emotion. It's just an expression of like what was happening, and all we have to do is observe. So thank you for sharing that mindful moment, and hopefully that sparks curiosity and something you could use in your daily life. And you're listening to All My Greatest Teachers Showed Me Love, and I'm Zan, your host. Thanks for listening.
I've had
And that was Time to Regulate by Jen Champion. So E, talking about the ship and the watching the storm, has there been a recent challenge in your life? And how?
It's Thanksgiving with my family.
Okay, this is great. So we're recording the weekend after Thanksgiving.
Yes. Yeah. My parents are getting elderly.
Yeah.
Which means they're more stubborn. So this weekend has been a lot.
So set in their ways.
Yeah. And as we were doing the meditation, I was like, okay, so me having this conversation about their future care, when I do that, I have to be on my boat because they're gonna kick up a storm.
Yeah.
You know, because even last night, talked to them about, you know, hey, you're
next steps
falling over and stuff, you know.
Oh, quite literally? They had a...
Yeah, my stepmother, she's pushing 80, and my sister took him to the mall. I don't know why she took him to the mall, but she crashed her scooter into my dad, and the scooter fell over, and she broke her finger.
Oh, no.
It's just like, yeah, they can't be left to their own devices. Mm-hmm. But a lot of us are dealing with that with elderly parents. So, but yeah, that was a good metaphor because I'm the oldest, so, and I tend to, you know, have a little bit of a temper and stuff like that, but I'll put myself on my boat when I kind of bridge them, like, we've got to start making some decisions now rather than when it's a emergency or a crisis.
We want to know your wishes.
Absolutely.
It's really important.
Very important.
Yes. And just, it's, aging is a gift.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, right?
Yeah.
But also, great responsibility.
I'm enjoying them. They're a hoot. Yeah. But yeah, they're not the most, they remind me of a teenager. They are not the most responsible with their choices. And I'm like, yeah, the tables really do turn. They tell you that you're going to become the parents of your parents, but you don't really believe it till it happens. You know?
Yeah. Thank you. It's a big subject. Parents getting older and making those life decisions and getting them written down, ideally, as well, if not recorded.
I think that's why the universe has them riding back to Seattle with me. They flew up from Montana.
Okay.
And so my sister and her husband are just like, you take them. I'm like, that's not my job. You guys, they're supposed to stay here. You're the favorite. Yeah. But my uncle lives in Seattle. My dad wants to see my uncle, so
good.
I've got that drive all the way.
Ooh, being in the car is a great space.
What do you call them? A captured audience. Mm-hmm. And I can just be, I love you guys, but we should start working on some stuff now.
And keep it light. Just start brainstorming.
Yeah.
Nothing's set in stone, but like, what do you like? What do you think you don't like? Right? I guess that's my little two cents. Right? It's just keep it light because it is heavy.
Pitch is going to be, we'll get you a place somewhere between Seattle and Portland. I live in Seattle. My sister lives in Portland. You guys can still be independent, but you can have some fun. You're not doing anything but sitting at home. Mm-hmm. We got the sports teams here. Mm-hmm. You know, let's start working on your bucket list. Let's have some fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, so good. Let's celebrate with another song. How about Amazing by George Michael? And you're listening to All My Greatest Teachers Show Me Love.
My baby, I was a stitch up by the hand.
And we're back. That was amazing by George Michael. And E, how do you maintain a sense of purpose and fulfilling in your life?
It's always been instilled in me because I grew up in a African-American and Native American family of people who were always talking about doing what's best for the world. And even though I get into spaces and I'm willing to follow leadership, for some reason I open my mouth and everybody wants to make me a leader. And I resisted it for a long time, but now I'm at the point, if not me, who, knowing that I want to leave the world better than I found it, it's what gets me up every day. And I just enjoy meeting people that have the same purpose. For a while there, you felt like you were alone, but it seems like in the last 10 years, there's just been this activation of purpose and consciousness across all of humanity. That my grandmother was a big proponent of that. To honor her, I think it's pretty much my job and duty to have a purpose, focus on it.
Well, thank you so much. Any advice you'd give to your younger self or the younger generation?
I would just say, be yourself. It's hard, but it's so rewarding. And even when you come into conflict, when you're being yourself, that's a growth moment. I know it can be triggering and everything, but if you ride the waves of that conflict, you learn more about yourself, your strengths, what your boundaries are, what you will and won't put up with. And we need everybody to be their unique self. I like to say, we're as unique as snowflakes. We're so unique. So right. Quit trying to be like everybody else. Yeah. Plus, I grew up in the 80s where nobody was like everybody else.
Right,
so
right.
Let's get back to that.
Oh, I love it. Well, thank you so much. And I just, it was such a pleasure to have you on. And I have such fond memories of you and your son. And just how much joy and pleasure he brought to me, and that I'll never forget the two different names that he gave me. And
well, I say that my son really does have a village in our acting, because we're a family. We go through a lot training together, and I want to thank all of you, actually, because he's got so many examples to look up to, and I can't wait till he blossoms, because we can all take a part of that and be like, that's my kid, we did it.
Yeah, maybe I'll have Tony on here.
Yeah.
You are listening to KBOO Portland.
Join KBOO Community Radio for a KBOO Fights Back campaign. We are raising $75,000 by December 31st to keep community media strong. Stop by the station at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue